This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
So here's the injury report for the Steelers from yesterday. Crowded training room, Doran. Russell Wilson limited with the calf. Roman Wilson, ankle, full participant. Stop me when you hear something that concerns you, okay?
Okay.
Van Jefferson, eye. He practiced in full. Gave him a new one, glass eye. Deshaun Elliott, quadriceps, he was limited. Dante Jackson, he rested, took a little respite there, limited. Jaylen Warren did not practice. We knew that was coming. Alex Highsmith did not practice. Najee Harris, rest. That's the one for me.
Huh.
He was in the sling. Mike Tomlin did not sound concerned at all about Najee Harris in his press conference. I have no doubt Najee plays in this football game.
Yeah,
he plays through stuff. I do wonder just where he is in terms of full health, like percentage-wise.
Well, at least it's not a lower body or a shoulder. It's his elbow.
It's the elbow?
I'm pretty sure it's the elbow. So he probably, well, you know, whenever he runs so hard, so whenever he was going out of the ground, he might have maybe hyperextended a little bit. But it's just, if it's rest and not, you know, a specific thing, I think that he just got bumps and bruises.
Yeah.
As Mike Tomlin would say. He's going to play. I think that he is not nobody's 100% right now, but I think he's fine.
Out of all the hits you've taken throughout your football career, and I'm not talking catastrophic injuries, I'm not talking when your Achilles popped, that was non-contact, I'm not talking about like if you tore an ACL or something like, or a concussion, what's the worst place to get hit? Like, where is it, where it hurts? Like, I feel like elbow, like if it's December and it's 28 degrees and someone puts their helmet on my elbow, I'd be done playing football for the rest of my life.
Side of your thigh.
Oh!
Side of your thigh. If somebody's like, say you're running to the left and you're running to the left sidelines and somebody's beelining towards you and puts their helmet right in the side of your thigh where the pad isn't at, or your hip, yeah, it's bad.
That Charlie horse area.
Yes, but like times 50,000.
Because
then you can't walk. And then you know that whenever you do walk it off and the pain does go away, that in about 6 hours from after the game, that's going to flare back up again. You're not going to be able to walk the next day. Yes.
Is it a lot worse getting hit in the cold?
100 times worse.
Yeah. Is it tough to catch the football in the cold?
100 times harder. Hands are frozen.
That sucks.
And hurt.
Put a dome on everything? Like,
yeah.
What's his name says? Intern Dom?
Yes. I mean, I never agree with Dom, but I agree with that because, I mean, revenue-wise, and we've talked about this before, I mean, yeah, outside of football, like, you could have concerts, you could do all kinds of different things.
You could have T-Swift come to PNC Park in the wintertime.
Yes.
With Travis Kelce.
Well, I wouldn't do it for baseball. For football.
Football, you would do it.
Football, yeah.
Travis Kelce out of shape?
Mentally.
Wow.
Mentally.
I saw two dudes try to get on stage at the Taylor Swift concert not long ago. Like, two dudes just trying to climb up on stage. They got eviscerated by security. Like, they went as a pair. They're trying to get up. She was, you know, grinding, bumping, all that. Try to hop up on stage. Bang! Right in the hip.
Mm.
Just like you're talking about.
Got him.
Mm-hmm. I'm worried more about Najee Harris's injury because Jaylen Warren's probably not going to play. And then you're really counting on Cordarrelle Patterson. I think they got him in a perfect role.
I'm opposite of you. I'm more worried about Jaylen Warren than Najee Harris. I think Najee Harris is going to be fine. But Jaylen Warren, this is two injuries. Now, I would do wonder if it's the same leg. I could probably find that out as the hamstring. But like once something, as a football player and as an athlete, once something you know, is an issue, it usually leads to the compensation.
Right.
And then that becomes an issue of what you're like compensating on. So like if it's the right leg and that was his hamstring during training camp and now it's the right knee, it's kind of all connected. And then it makes it what, double as hard to get back to your normal form. I am worried about Jalen Warren.
And they need him too.
And they need him.
They need him,
too. They need the explosiveness, as you've been talking
about. Yeah, as much as they've run the ball, and they've run it a ton, and even though they have gone over 100 yards in each of the first three games, I think by the end of the year, if they're healthy, they're going to be one of the better running teams in football. Jalen Warren, with the explosiveness, their offensive line gelling, they are a running football team right now that's not great at running the football. If they want to get to a place where they can be elite, where they can really contend, you have to not just be a team that runs the ball. You got to run it well. If that's what you've bought into, and that's what they've bought into. And Jalen Warren's going to be a huge part of that.